Resist relaxation of Sunday trading laws. Retail workers need a break too. Ian Dalton, asked or broad left share, since rumors emerged in the media about the government considering a one-year relaxation of Sunday trading regulations, which currently mean shops above 3,000 square feet can only open for 6 hours between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on a Sunday, the leadership of Retail Workers Union USDOR has finally started moving into action, with press releases denouncing the move and a tool to email your local MP. Throughout the COVID-19 crisis, it has been obvious this could be a target, with several councils relaxing enforcement of Sunday trading regulations, including Labour-controlled councils like Wakefield. There has been a concerted campaign among backbench MPs to relax Sunday trading laws, predominantly Tory, but also including some Labour too. But the most serious was the deliberate flouting of the regulations by the UK's fourth biggest retailer, Morrisons, where USDOR is a recognised union. Just days before the rumours of the year-long relaxation, USDOR members received the latest issue of USDOR's All Members Arena magazine, quoting General Secretary Paddy Lillis saying, "We are not going to pursue this," referring to these attacks on the legislation. "Now time must be urgently made up. We welcome the changed stance of the union, since this in proactively fighting. But USDOR needs to go further, in mobilizing its membership to fight these proposals. An important way to do this during lockdown conditions would be to hold an online rally of members, as USDOR's sister union, Mandate, did in support of Debenhams workers in Ireland. This could begin to galvanize union members for the fight ahead." Socialist Party members in USDOR have launched an online petition against this threat. Please sign and share it. Search "No to Extending Sunday Trading in Retail. Retail Workers Deserve a Break" at change.org.